Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We are located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, where you can find our Gulf Coast Nutrition store or check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Brenda B., we promised a probiotic giveaway.
We certainly did. Let's give them that number.
That number is 727-754-2900. To win the probiotic, you give us a call, and the first two callers we will take and get that probiotic. And again, it's 727-754-2900.
We're speaking with Dr. Kidd today about probiotics. And Dr. Kidd, of course, is from Doctor's Best Supplement Company, which is wonderful. Dr. Kidd, thank you again for being with us.
Yes, it's very good to be on, Brenda and Dr. V.
Now, we were talking about the strains, and I want to just go a step further. When somebody's looking at a package, and that's what they need to look at, is see after it says Lactobacillus acidophilus, as you mentioned, you'll see also a strain number.
Right.
And that's important, isn't it? Is it not?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. For example, instead of just Lactobacillus acidophilus, you would have strain LA14 along those lines. Instead of Bifidobacterium, or instead of just Bifidobacteria or Bifidobacterium bifidum, you would have Bifidobacterium lactis strain BL04 or HN1019 or BI07, that type of thing. So unlike higher organisms that have just two names, two Latin names, the bacteria have to be put into strains. And then as we were saying before the break, you have to keep back-checking those strains to make sure that their DNA hasn't changed. And so the probiotic area is very, very complicated. And we have a lot of studies, but it's quite a bit of effort to take a strain or a set of strains that have been put through clinical studies and make those into a viable, potent product that's going to work and is going to be affordable for people.
Right, right. Because some strains can, you know, it depends on the strain. They can either be viable for a long time. You look at all these things, whether they're viable, not only what they do in the body, whether they'll survive, whether they're active in certain environments, that type of thing, and, you know, the long-term shelf life, all of that. Now getting into, I want to answer a few questions maybe for people. I just what we said, the multiple strain, that's important, is it not, to make sure that you're not getting just a single strain?
Well, there are individual strains, Brenda, that do a pretty good job. But because we have an ecological system down there, the chances of getting breakthrough benefits are more improved, are much better by using a set of strains.
Versus just a single. Okay.
So we chose a profile of strains that have been validated through 6 clinical trials.
And what about culture count? Let's talk a little bit about culture count and why that's important.
Well, one thing I can tell you about culture count, we're talking in the range of billions of CFUs. Now, a CFU is a colony-forming unit, which is a bacteriologist term for one viable bacterium. And if our listener looks at a label and doesn't see a CFU, then they have no assurance of anything going on with that product. So very important to see a count of CFU. Most good products work between 10 and 20 billion CFU. More is not necessarily better. I once purchased a highly reputable 100 billion count product, and from the first dose, I had bubbling and cramping that continued for 2 days. It is quite possible to get a count that is too much of what should be a good thing.
And that causes, I think, a little bit more fermentation in the
gut. Not a little bit more, a whole lot more. If you take a probiotic and you hear bubbling down there, that's probably not a good thing.
Right, you need to back off.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
And it really threw me off. That one dose threw me off for a couple of days. I think it took 3 days for me to come back to feeling normal again. So the real issue is to go with reputable suppliers that have done clinical studies at the potencies that they're recommending, okay? And with our product, the best probiotic, we have a QR code right there on the center of the label, and you can scan that code, and it'll take you right to the product fact sheet on our website, where I have written the full scientific and clinical background. But I must quickly add that after 31 years of doing this, I've learned to make it understandable, right? So we're not just talking scientific gobbledygook stuff. You'll see understandable explanation and documentation of our strains and how they work and what they have done in these 6 different clinical trials. So it's very important with a probiotic product to get proof that these defined strains at these potencies actually have worked in objective clinical testing.
And we're talking about Doctor's Best probiotic, in case you just joined us. And we're talking as well with Dr. Kidd. And, okay, I want to clear up a little bit more confusion about probiotics, because we get asked this a lot. With food or on an empty stomach?
Almost always with food. I can't think of any situation not with food.
And why is that?
And at the end of a meal. Because regardless of what claims are made, these bacteria are vulnerable to damage as they pass through the stomach and the early part of the intestine. So you want to hide them a little bit within a mass of food.
Okay, and that helps protect them from the stomach acid. Some
of them will get killed going down, but if you take them at the end of a meal, then some of them often will be able to sneak through.
Okay.
And no one knows what the survival rate is. You know, all of that is still very, very hard to define. But the real proof is in the testing, that you give a particular potency of a particular blend to real people, and then you look for benefits over time.
Right, and that's the whole thing. And a lot of people, they, you know, if they're not having digestive disturbances or anything like that where they may not feel any effect, that doesn't mean that it's not doing them any good, because we know how important it is.
Yeah, it certainly is. And for any of us living in the real world, you know, having to make a living and having to deal with all the challenges and stresses every day, taking a daily probiotic is a good idea.
And what about during antibiotic treatment?
If you have to go through an antibiotic course, you should take your probiotic probably at 2 or 3 times the potency all the way through the antibiotic course.
Okay.
Because you can pretty much expect that the antibiotic is devastating your probiotics.
Right. I've heard some people say, wait till you finish the round of antibiotics. And I always thought, no, you want to take it during the same course, just away from the
because you don't really want to afford any disruption of your probiotic balance, because that can have long-lasting negative effects on the health of your intestinal lining. And let's have no doubt about it. The intestinal lining is very, very dependent on the presence of probiotics. It's not just us letting them be there. They're doing all kinds of positive things for us that science is only just beginning to understand.
And one last quick question. How often should someone take a probiotic supplement? Should it be a daily regimen?
It should be something like a 10 to 20 billion count. We have just one veggie capsule in a blister pack. You just take the little veggie capsule out and take that at the end of one of your meals.
So every day?
Every day, yes.
Okay, Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being with us again. That was Dr. Kidd from Doctor's Best. We're talking about Doctor's Best Probiotic. And if you didn't call already, we're giving two of those away, 727-754-2900.
And you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com or come by the store. We're at the corner of Alternate 19 Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.